Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let the person who wants the largest touch of God here tonight shout the loudest, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. We see that upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Oh. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see there upon the throne. And pass me not to join to say, if you're here, my own good crown. While on others thou art holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, Savior, am my own good crown. Hallelujah, high on all that's thou art called. Holy, do not pass. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 am my own good crown. Hallelujah, high. All as thou art called, holy, do not pass me by. And now, Lord, is a great God, hallelujah, my great King, above all, our Lord. Yes, we serve great God. Hallelujah. Great King above all our God. I was lost, but Jesus found. Hallelujah. Found she. But when it's dream, but it's loving, but it's loving, comes around me, to his hallelujah. Sopola Karaboko Sandaya Basandia in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Complete, complete. Hallelujah. complete. Hallelujah. Your hand. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. The Holy Ghost. Send the fire. The Holy Ghost. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecost on fire. Fire burning, our Lord God, that has made the earth and the earth, that great power. Our Lord God, that has made the earth and the earth by the outstretched. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah, great and mighty God, great in counsel, mighty in thee, mighty in thee. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of hallelujah, is there anything? Is there anything too hard for? Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for you? Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for? There is no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There is no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There is no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved, and declare this loud and clear. The Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Your decree is what will bring the establishment. Say, I decree divine acceleration and breakthroughs into my life by fire in the name of Jesus. Decree it. Jesus' name we pray. Say this again loud and clear. I decree that good news should locate me on every side. Can I hear you decreeing that loud and clear? Shout it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Issue that decree too. Thank you, Jesus. Makapoteri kasenda. In Jesus' name we pray. This next three prayers, the Holy Ghost vomited it for somebody. And that person should pray like fire and like thunder. Say, every trap set against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. That's right. If the trap is set against my destiny, command the trap to backfire. Every trap set against my destiny, backfire, backfire, backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I counsel the voice of weeping. I lose the voice of singing. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can declare? I lose. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that you Pasapiali katende keyaba. Ribosoponde keyabo shente. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Where is the God of Elijah? Allah! Trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Trouble my trouble. Trouble my trouble. Trouble my trouble. Trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus. Makate sete yaboshanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for another wonderful evening before you. We praise your holy name because you are the King of kings, you are the Lord of lords. Thank you for the power that breaketh every yoke. And thank you for your strength, which is everlasting strength. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that tonight, lay your hands upon each and every one gathered here. Let there be no one who will come to this meeting and go home empty-handed. In the name of Jesus. Any problem that has followed anyone here tonight, that problem, hear the word of the Lord. Bow to the blood of Jesus. Bow, 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 to the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Savasi, God bless you. Tonight, we're looking at what I call connecting divine favor. Connecting divine favor. It would be very good if you listen carefully. connecting divine favor. Connecting divine favor. Connecting divine favor. Anyone here who has traveled abroad, or you school overseas, or you visit those areas, one thing that will steer you clear in the high, if you want to be honest, that it will appear as if the Caucasians, the white ones, and the Asians are moving forward, while the black ones are moving backward. While those ones are going to the moon, discovering this, discovering that, we're still so busy fighting ourselves. While those ones who hail and salute any member of their family who is doing well, here, those who want to rise are pulled down by their demonized brethren. And everywhere you travel to, by the time you visit the toilets and the place where people are sweeping the floor or where they are washing the dead, the greatest number of people you are going to see are the black people. So bad that in some areas, Nigerians have taken over prostitution. It's so bad that people are even paid to agree to sleep with animals. These are Nigerians. It bothers somebody like me. Sometimes I see such people, I say, what are you doing here? Go back home. I can't go back home. My friend that was walking the streets and do prostitution with me has built a house in our town. I must build my own. A money whose foundation is laid on prostitution, adultery, and fornication will not prosper anybody. The building with which it is built will only cause more problem later. It is sad. Anywhere you go, by the time you visit the toilets, the largest number of people you see cleaning it are the blacks. Most of the warehouses, most of the good places where things are moving, you find white people, Indians, Asians, all over the place, but the black people nowhere to be found. So there is a spirit of the black man that can afflict a person. There is a spirit of the black man that can place a yoke on a person. If you are a black person, there is a scripture you can use to withdraw yourself from the yoke of the black. Let me read that scripture now before we move forward very, very quickly. The message you are hearing tonight is a prophetic one. Because when somebody is meant to explode, has been caged, the explosion dies with him. That is why we're saying this tonight. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 34. What I've just said to you now is a lamentation. My prayer is that the Lord of hosts, who turns lamentation to laughter, who changes history, who brings from the dunghill to the throne, will visit somebody here tonight. That amen is very weak. Acts chapter 10. Verse 34. When a power has captured the whole race, you can remove yourself using this scripture here. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, let me read from 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is not no respecter of persons. Whether you are black, white, blue, Indian, Chinese, God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, including Nigeria, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. In every nation, whether black or white nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted, or better still, is favored by him. If God says you are accepted, then you are favored. In God's book of favor, heaven will begin to drop divine compensation on your head. To be quite honest, I don't want to sound rude or disrespectful. You don't need more labor. You need more favor. You don't need more help from abroad or more help from family members. You need more help from above. You don't need more running around. You need more manna from heaven. There is a powerful product from heaven that can bring anybody, no matter what race you belong, sweatless victory. There is a powerful product from heaven that has the power to program unlimited success. There is a product manufactured in a factory in heaven which makes the difference between a mediocre or a high flyer. There is a product from heaven that will make a man to matter inside and outside. There is a product from heaven that is known as a divine medication that will go before a man and repair his ways. There is a product from heaven which serves as a ladder to the top. There is a product from heaven which can transfer a man from prison of poverty to the palace of wealth within 24 hours. There is a product made from heaven, supervised by the Almighty God Himself. We can beautify your destiny. The previous night, Moses was just a poor shepherd by the backside of the desert. But within 24 hours, the man that recorded 9 miracles, his life has changed completely. There is a product from heaven, beloved, that has the capacity to double your financial worth. There is a product from heaven, beloved, that eliminates struggling with the strugglers and wrestling with the wrestlers. There is a product from heaven that can shorten the distance between your dream and your realization. There is a product from heaven. It is a very powerful product indeed that has made men to attain the heights that others said they will not get there. That product is what you find in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. Proverbs 22, verse 1. Proverbs 22, verse 1. It says this in Proverbs 22, 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Beloved, we need to connect ourselves with divine favor. Connect ourselves with favor with God and favor with men. Beloved, we need divine favor. Favor. Divine favor. If you must have uncommon success, then you must have favor. That favor is the supernatural hand that will guide you to your greatness. You are looking for a good wife. Favor. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and he obtaineth favor from the Lord. A good wife is favor. A good husband is favor. A good wife is not dressing, beauty, long legs, thin legs. A good husband is not necessarily a tall man, rich man, fat man, or thin man, or a man that is like a bottle of Coke. No. Favor. You need divine favor. And more than at any other time, beloved, the enemy has caged the ability of many people to connect to that favor. And this is where tonight's meeting becomes very serious and important. Can you raise up your right hand in anger? Favor blockers! Is that the loudest you can shout? Is out the loudest you can shout? Hear the word of the Lord. Dad! In the name of Jesus, this is the time to cry to heavens. We are here for serious business. My Masikaya bo shente la. Ribo sapunde kaya bo shente la bo kolaba. Makatanda rabo sopola kaya bo shente la ba. Ria poli katanda. Jesus' name we pray. you don't understand. Oh dear. I had a friend in those days. Their closest family friend was the managing director of a company. The man comes to eat and drink in their house practically every day. And this, my friend, has an interview that will move his destiny forward. And the man who comes to their house was the chairman of that panel. He didn't even bother to prepare. It was a walkover. But when immediately they called him in, the stomach of this chairman began to rumble and developed stomachache. And he said the assistant should take over. And he wanted to rush to the toilet. He rushed to the toilet. The man never came back until the interview of this brother was over. And this man did not prepare anything because my father's friend is there. Nobody will ask many questions. So when they asked him the simplest question, who is the Prime Minister of United Kingdom? He said Queen Elizabeth. That answer angered them. They were very angry. So you want a foreign job and you don't even know the Prime Minister of United Kingdom? So get out of here. That was it. The favor blockers. They had gone ahead of him and they blocked it. Can you raise up your right hand again? Favor blockers! Hear the word of the Lord! Dead! In the name of Jesus! Something is happening here! Yes, continue! Something is happening here. Continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's continue a little bit further. Divine favor is the need of every human being on earth. Because there is no terrible situation that divine favor cannot turn around for good. With that divine favor in your pocket, you can become anything in life. That's why in scriptures, many have won spiritual battles by favor. In scripture, many became heroes by divine favor. In scriptures, slaves became kings. By favor. In scripture, the captives turned to captors by divine favor. In scripture, confirmed failures became celebrated success by divine favor. Complete victory is mostly a product of divine favor. Satanic agents become your footstool when favor has envelop your life. A servant who has won divine favor will be treated with honor and enjoy the privileges of the free. With divine favor, you are in the centerpiece of breakthrough. And if there were doors closed against you, divine favor will open them. When there is a desert ground, favor can turn into the Garden of Eden and to change your mountains to plain land. It turns impossibilities to possibilities. Even your wishes, you're just wishing. So I wish with favor that your wish becomes a command to heaven. With favor upon your life, you will become powerful. Without the favor, tragedy can occur. Without that favor, the enemy will be frustrating your efforts. But with favor, you become a mystery For you will be like a lamb in the midst of wolves, and they cannot tear you to pieces. You become a wonder to your contemporaries. When you are inside the envelope of divine favor, don't worry about Balaam, who will come against you with seven altars, seven bullocks, and seven rams to curse you. Because his curse will turn to blessing. Because you are a candidate of divine favor. With divine favor, you will hear the shout of a king in your camp. That divine favor is a red mark the enemy must not cross. And this is why we must connect to it. Why we must connect to it. But then there's another problem. When the arms of a person is too short to box with his enemies, they will just prevent him from getting to his place of favor. They fight him and not let him get there. It's a different strategy by the enemy to block a man from favor. That is, the man is in a place of favor like this and the favor is blocked. It's a different strategy for the favor to be there. The person is there, but they tied his hands so that he cannot touch it, although he's seen it. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens again and pray violently against this strategy of the enemy? Every power caging my hands of favor, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Basopoka tendekeya boshanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, receive freedom, power, strength. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll go a little bit further. Divine favor is heaven to have friendly regard for you. Divine favor is when heaven decides to make you stand out without being crushed. Divine favor is gracious kindness from heaven. Divine favor will offer you supernatural assistance to become something in this life. People will show interest in you without you lobbying or begging for it. Divine favor. Divine favor will announce you. Is the announcer of men. It will cause men to locate you and deliver your rights into your hand. Those who have forgotten you many, many years, all of a sudden they can't sleep. Your name keeps ringing. Your name keeps ringing. Keeps ringing. Until they find you out. Divine favor. I pray that every enemy of your favor shall be disgraced. Amen. Divine favor makes your helpers to lose sleep until they come to your aid. It makes you somebody, although you are nobody. It grants you generous treatment by God. Are you following what I'm saying tonight? Divine favor will make you preferable in irrespective of better qualities of others. You'll be the divine preference. Although there are people of better qualities. That's what you call the favor of God. Divine favor moves you forward while all others are stagnant. It makes you laugh while others are crying. It announces your celebration while others are disgraced. When you are a candidate of divine favor, the God of heaven does not mind suspending any law to favor you. Whether it's medical law, financial law, economic law, he will just suspend it because of you. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. Every law that heaven needs to suspend for you to move forward shall be suspended. It 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 shall be suspended. In the name of Jesus. That favor makes you a source of wonder. And they keep wondering, what's happened to this person? What kind of thing is this? When you have favor, glory be to the name of Jesus. When you are a candidate of divine favor, every good thing you touch prospers. All those closed gates of blessing will just open up. That's how we say there are prayers and there are prayers. Somebody can pray just one prayer point, it will cover 200 and another has prayed. When you are a candidate of divine favor, you forget your past pain. You become a divine VIP because you are now divinely honored. With divine honor, an ordinary man becomes an extraordinary man in operation. That divine favor, beloved, is the spiritual capital you need for advancement. And it will immunize you from wastage by the enemy. That favor will engineer productive performance for you. When you are inside the envelope of God's favor, God will begin to fight your battle, to fight your battle, and fight your battle, and it will station you to be a spectator. Say, stand there and see what I'm going to do. Just like Moses told those people, just stand and see what's going to happen here today. Say, something will happen here. It's Pharaoh at the back. It's Red Sea at the front. Mountain here, mountain here. And he said, we should stand and watch instead of just surrendering. And say, Pharaoh, sorry, let's go back. Don't kill anybody. I will follow you back. I said, stand and you will see. And Moses cried to the Lord. And he said, Moses, why are you crying? Why are you crying to me? So what's that in your hand? It's a rod. Isn't it that rod that became a serpent in the wilderness? Stretch it. And he stretched. And that was it. With that single rod in the hands of Moses, he wrested the kingdom of Egypt out of the hands of Pharaoh. The Bible says, God shall use the fool to confound the wise. God will use the fool to mesmerize those who think they are wise. God will use the life of somebody to become an arithmetic your enemy cannot solve. Let your amen be loud and clear. Divine favor is what we call divine lubrication. It lubricates your way. Divine favor is for God to promote you above others. It's for God to bestow privileges upon your life. For God to confer honor upon you. It's what we call obtaining saintly regard. You have saintly regard. Heavens just have regard for you. Divine favor will ensure open heavens for you all the time, irrespective of your circumstances. Irrespective of your circumstances. Recently, quite plenty of Nigerian women, they travel abroad to go and have their babies. And in that place, once you have a baby there, the baby gets a passport and becomes a citizen of that country. So plenty of pregnant Nigerian women went there to have babies. But over there, the immigration people, they were waiting for them. When the aeroplane arrived, they just packed all the women from Nigeria out. This one is pregnant. That one is pregnant. This one is pregnant. So what do you want to come and do here? What do you want to come and do here? So come and do here. Before they could answer, say, we know why you are here. You've come to have babies so that the baby can become citizen. Say, but we are deporting all of you back to your country. So they locked them up somewhere. I was a sister from this fellowship there. So as these people were moving about, the woman answered her. I said, you look different. Why is your jewelry? Why is your lipstick? Why is your makeup? Why don't you have all those things on? I said, I'm a child of God. We don't use it in our church. So you don't use it in your church? I said, yes. Say, which church? Say, Mountain of Fire and Miracles. It's okay, just follow me. Follow me. Amen. She was the only one that was allowed to see. All others were sent back. When the favor of God is upon you, you will have what we call preferential treatment from heaven. There is somebody here who is hearing this message. Your life shall change to glory. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let it be loud and clear. So much. I can go on for the next 2 hours telling you what favor is and what it can do for your life. So when I say you must connect to it so you can understand what I mean. I say connect, you know what I mean. God told Lot, get out of this city, Sodom and Gomorrah. Look not behind thee. Get out. But when the man was reluctant, the Bible said the angels laid hold on him and they dragged him out. They saved him from himself. Say, look not behind thee. Get out of this city, because the Lord will destroy this city. And Lot fled. And the Lord rained fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And that place has now, that place has even been discovered by the archaeologists why it is. The Bible says, but Lot's wife looked. It didn't say he went back. No, she didn't go back. She didn't go. She just looked. And she became a pillar of salt. The same Sodom and Gomorrah that God warned Lot and his wife not to look. Abraham was standing somewhere watching it like this. And he didn't become a pillar of salt. When you are inside the favor of God, you have the envelope of his favor. He has his grace surrounding you. Now, let's pick it from men. Then we'll go to God. How do I have favor with men? Let's start from that one. Those are the ones you can see every day. Favor with men. Number one. This is the hard part. Number one. Forgive people even when it is very hard. Forgive people even when it is very hard. That's key number one. Key number two. Have a rugged determination to succeed. A rugged determination to succeed. Three, learn to laugh and smile and reject depression. You may get a copy of Releasing the Oil of Joy, that message. Four, be honest with people. Every lie you tell people will reduce your ability to connect to divine favor. Be honest. Five, control your tongue. Make a conscious effort to talk less. Control your tongue. Talk less. Don't be 200 words per minute and don't develop verbal diarrhea. Control your tongue. Six, discover who you are. When you pray and God shows you who you are, you may discover that some things you are doing, you are just disgracing yourself. Just disgracing yourself because you don't, it's simply because you don't, the enemy knows who you are, but you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. That's the thing. I want you to understand this very well. Discover who you are so that you'll be able to key yourself into where you should key yourself into. And this is a very serious matter. Seven, control your temper. Control your temper. An angry man is a madman. And anger is the demon at the door that opens the doors to other demons to come inside. If Anna had been a woman with violent temper, a miracle would have been aborted right there in the temple that day. Because the person who was supposed to pray for her was the person accusing her of drunkenness. Other people would have snapped at Eli and said, you call yourself a prophet? Are you blind? Can't God tell you? Can't you see that I'm not drunk? I'm just praying. Anyway, it's not your fault. It's the problem that brought me here. If not for this problem, I can riffraff like you be talking to me like that. But she said, no, my Lord, I'm not drunk. I'm just praying for a child. Say, I'm a woman, sorely troubled. So I'm just pouring out my heart to the Lord. And the man said, be it to you according to your word. And God marked it. And that was it. Because she had self-control. Self-control. This is a serious matter. And you have to understand this. Thing that is a ringtone now. Keep like, when you phone people, you hear, is it time to rule your world or what is it? Is it? Rule your world. When you cannot rule your pant, can't rule your skirt, can't rule your mouth, say you want to rule the world, God have mercy. 8. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. There is no progress in this world that anybody can make without some form of discipline. Be disciplined. In the military, discipline is a key word. It's important as a soldier to be disciplined. They won't say, forward march. Say, in my own opinion, I don't think we should march forward. I want to march to the left. In that place, your opinion does not matter again. Without discipline, there can be no progress. Even to be an arm robber, you need to be disciplined. Because somebody will remain awake at night to be robbing others. He's not sleeping. Discipline. Now, you must show sacrificial love to people. We're talking about favor with men now. Favor with men. Show sacrificial love. Have compassion. Have mercy. Sacrificial love. 10. Admit your mistakes and move on. No one is perfect. You are bound to make one or two mistakes here and there. Admit that you were wrong and then move on. Nobody will give you a trophy for not saying you are sorry when you should say you are sorry. I'm sorry, that's all. Don't be too proud to say, I am sorry. Please forgive me, I'm sorry. Admit your mistakes and move on. The more you pamper your weaknesses, the more you refuse to address those areas that are weaknesses for you, the more the favor blockers will operate. 11. Show genuine interest in other people. Show genuine interest in other people. Don't be only interested in yourself. Show interest. You have a brother, you have a sister. You've been seeing the same person. Person is wearing the same trousers, the same skirt every day. And you have about 50, 60. And you can't say, you take one, take two. Show genuine interest in people so that heaven so will show interest in you. The Bible says some people will get to heaven and they will tell Jesus, say, Lord, you said when you were thirsty, we gave you water. When you were hungry, we gave you food. When you were tired, we gave you a resting place. But when did we do that? That was not that you were hungry, we gave you food. So I said, when you do it to the needy, you've done it unto me. Done it unto me. 12. Put others first. Just consider other people's interests. But this, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. 13. Learn to be generous. The children of the generous never suffer. Learn to be generous. Don't develop a super glue hand like I was saying one Sunday. 14. Be a good listener. Be a very good listener. And it's impossible to listen while you are still talking. And last but not the least, go out of your way to be a blessing to others. All this will attract helpers into your life. All this will make you have unprecedented favor with men. You go home, look at these points one by one. The one that is not in your life, pray it into your life. So much about having favor with men. How do we now provoke divine favor? How do we provoke divine favor? How do we get ourselves into the center of God's favor? Number one, uncompromising holiness. You must practice uncompromising holiness. Everyone should be able to stand and say, oh, I have a daughter in that place, there is no problem. Even after I say I have my son there, that my son will sort them out. Everyone should be able to tell them that, look, that's my child, no problem. The words of that powerful imbrata comes to the front today. It says, in the warfare that is raging for the wrong and for the right. Say, why the powers of the night are raging? Say, God is looking for soldiers who will stand tried and true. Say, may the Lord depend on you. Uncompromising holiness. Holiness that has nothing to do with any pastor running after you. Holiness that has nothing to do with you dress one kind in the church, you dress another way outside. The Bible says if you want to be hot, be hot. If you want to be cold, be cold. Say, but don't be lukewarm. Because if you are lukewarm, God will spit you out. Understand this very, very well. Maybe you are here tonight. You are not even a member of Mountain of Fire. But you know that in the church you go to, your pastor has never one day tell you that there is heaven, there is hellfire. You are going to the wrong place. He has never one day opened it and tell you that there will be judgment, there is heaven, there is hell. All you are told is that you are going to the top. You are going to the top. You are going to the top. And you are shouting, amen, you are going to the top. When sin has paralyzed your two legs, how will you move? Uncompromising holiness. Two, sacrificial offering. An offering you will give, and you will know that you are giving some sacrificial offering. It connects a person to divine favor. I read a story. They were building a church somewhere, and a small boy wanted to contribute. He didn't have anything to contribute. What could he do now? He desperately wanted to be a part of it. But he didn't have anything to do. The next market day, when they were selling slaves, the boy presented himself in the market as a slave. He wanted to be bought as a slave to work and make money to go and give to his church. It was then his pastor was passing and saw him. I said, what are you doing here? I said, pastor, I want to sow into the things of God, but I don't have money. That's why I'm here to sell myself as a slave to work for 6 months. I put the money there. The pastor had to persuade him not to sell himself as a slave. That boy eventually became the president of his country. Sacrificial offering. Many of us are stingy towards God. Stingy towards God. Many of us are quite content to see the things of God suffering while we do our own things very, very well. It disconnects a person from divine favor. Three, go out of your way to be a blessing to others. That is also a key to connecting God. Go out of your way to be a blessing to others. All the men who were blessed in the Bible mightily were men who first of all went out of their way to go and be a blessing to others. I want you to understand this very, very well. Very, very well. It is hard sometimes, but it brings dividends that can move your life forward in no small measure. I am a testimony of that one. While I was abroad to study many years back, and I was on overseas scholarship, I saw so many Nigerians who brought their wife to study, they brought their children to study, they were all suffering. And my scholarship was rich enough to satisfy me and for me to save quite a lot of money. I just cannot bear seeing the family, children suffering in poverty while I'm keeping money in the bank. So I started giving out. I'll be giving it out. By the time I finish my course, all my friends, the one that bought V-boot, the one that bought Jeep, bought Jeep. I couldn't afford to buy a bicycle by the time I finished. Amen. But to the glory of God now. How those people were buying Jeep, buying all kinds of things there, and they were watching others suffering. Many of them have become poor today. But to the glory of God, if the general overseer here wants to ride any car, you can ride it. And I don't have to have one cobalt to ride it. Amen. You don't understand? Amen. If, for example, I come to this pulpit now, and I say, oh, all you my children in the Lord here, the Jew has no shoe. What's going to happen here tomorrow? Amen.
I have plenty of use here.
I say, oh, I'm looking for a place to sleep tonight. I know many people will abandon their bedroom. I say, sleep here, sir. And I can do that in over 70 countries in the world. Amen. One, uncompromising holiness. Two, sacrificial offering. Three, go out of your way to be a blessing to others. Four, wage war against favor blockers. Wage war against favor blockers. Five, pray for divine favor. Pray for divine favor. And last but not the least, be a friend of God. The Bible says, Abraham, the friend of God. Abraham, the friend of God. Enoch, the friend of God. Moses, the friend of God. Be a friend of the Almighty so that you can be in the center point of God's blessing. Tonight, there are some serious prayers to pray in a few minutes. I want to advise you. Don't bother what's happening around you. You just pray, because as we're talking about favor, 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 the angels of favor were just coming down. They were coming down. And after the prayer, they go back. So this is the time to grab your own now. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now. By raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar here so that we can pray more with you. This prayer we're going to pray tonight, the effect will start tonight. Like somebody here, where they have rejected you. By this time tomorrow, they'll be the one looking for you. Amen. And you over there, that the enemy has been writing an evil caption on your head. Forgotten. 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 And all the helpers are forgetting you. All those who should help you are forgetting you. All of a sudden, they will begin to look for you. The first prayer, I want you to pray like fire and like thunder. Favor blocker of my father's house. Damn! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Masapati katende yaboshanda. Ribosapande ke yaboshenteraba. Bakatanda kayaba. Da sempolika. Ria bokasenta yaboshenta. Open your mouth. Favor blockers of my father's house. Your time is up. Done. In the name of Jesus. Masika tende kayabo shenta. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. But I want you to do more. Say, helpers of my destiny. Arise! Look at me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Helpers of my destiny, arise, arise, locate me. Helpers of my destiny, arise, locate me by fire, locate me by fire. Masom potende kayabo shentera bokoyaba. Riapali katanda kayaba. Manakantanda yabo shentera ba. Continue. Aha. Jesus' name we pray. This prayer is going to cause chaos. This next one. Covens of witchcraft.
that have swallowed my favor. Vomit them. Scatter.
Two prayer in one.
Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear?
Say it again.
In the name of Jesus,
vomit them and scatter.
Masikatende yaboshende rabokonta.
Yes.
Tonight is tonight. Tonight is tonight. Masempola kaya bo shente la bokoyaba. Yes, 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 yes. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. Makaya bo shente la ba. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice roar like thunder as you say, angels of favor. Daniel Olukoya is here. Look at me. In the name of Jesus. Masikataya Boshanta. Yes. Makate seche abo shende abo kopola ba. I am here. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I am here. I am here. Look at me. Jesus' name we pray. Let your amen roar like thunder. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this first section of our prayers. I prophesy upon all who are gathered here tonight that where favor has been stolen from you, repossess them in the name of Jesus. Repossess them, repossess them, repossess them, repossess them in the name of Jesus. Every power that has been arresting your favor, I command them to be arrested. Let them 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 be arrested in the name of Jesus. The power that is trying to push you to the back when you are meant for the front, I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. Any power sitting on your letter of favor, let the power be removed now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of embarrassment and frustration and stagnation, clear away in the name of Jesus. Clear away, clear away, clear away, clear away, clear away, clear away in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Stretch your two hands to the heavenlies and decree this loud and clear. Anointing for uncommon favor. Baptize my hand in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree this upon your hands now.
Baptize my hands. In Jesus' name we pray. You may put down your hand. Now with holy anger boiling in your spirit. Please pray this prayer very well. Pray this prayer with seriousness and with boldness and with anger. Every power KG, my favor, help us. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Piata Sakiala. Ribosoponde Kayabo Shentayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power that must die for my favor to manifest. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Your time is up! Death! In the name of Jesus. Aha! That's it! Say it with anger. Makaposete yebo shendera bokora baraba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, finally, like a mad prophet, pray this prayer. 2,500 students took an examination. All the examination scripts of the students were found, apart from that of one person. The person was singled out for failure. Nobody could locate the examination paper. That was 5 years ago. Later, the lecturer that marked the examination sold his car to buy another one. It was the person who bought the car at second hand that now found the answer script inside the boot. Years after the owner of the examination has been told she failed. This is why I want you to pray in anger. This final prayer, I want you to pray. Every power! Programming mistakes inside my helper. Can I hear you shouting this loud? In the name of Jesus. Tonight is tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. As you go in peace. The Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you. The message you had tonight and the prayer you prayed will bring you uncommon favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.